Well, can you believe 1 week from today, we will be celebrating Christmas? My, oh my, time does fly. Welcome to Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll with you on this December the 18th, 2016. And Sunday Worship is a program that's all about Jesus. Amen. Yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And I think you'll be blessed here in the next 30 minutes. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one. It's Jamie Jam Goshen. It's her version of the 12 Days of Christmas right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio.
On the first day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of the Savior that set us free. On the second day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. And on the third day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of three wise men, joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. My friends will join and sing Gloria, all for my King with three wise men of joy and peace and the Savior that set us free. Let us remember when Christmas is here, He is the reason we sing throughout the year. On the sixth day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing that we've been forgiven, Gloria. And on the seventh day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing, but it's a day of rest. On the eighth day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing, on the ninth and the tenth day, gonna sing of Christ in the manger. On that holy night, with all of creation, take a day of rest, cause we've been forgiven, Gloria. All for my King with three wise men of joy and peace, and the Savior that set us free. On the 11th day of Christmas, oh, how I want to sing of the star that led the Christ in the manger. On that holy night, with all of creation, take a day of rest, cause we've been forgiven, Gloria. And on the 12th day of Christmas, how I'm gonna sing of the true meaning of Christmas. Yeah, I'm gonna sing of the birth of my Jesus.
That's what it's all about in that fun song. Jamie Jam Goshen and the 12 Days of Christmas. Oh, how I want to sing. Hey, friends, so good to fellowship with you. It's Joey Kroll here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. And Romans 12:1. I love this. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. You know, one Christmas morning, a 3-year-old girl was caught up in the excitement of gifts and giving. Remember growing up and how excited you were for Christmas? Well, she was picking up, examining, shaking, and guessing what was inside of each and every package. Then, in a burst of inspiration, she picked up a big red bow that had fallen off one of the presents and held it on the top of her head. And she looked up at her father with twinkling eyes, beamed a smile, and said, "Look at me, Daddy! I'm a present!" Anybody who has kids and grandkids can picture that and just bring joy to your heart. You know, friend, everyone loves a gift, including our Father in heaven, really. You know, in view of all that He has done for us, we are to offer ourselves to Him freely, including our bodies. In doing that, we are truly presenting ourselves to the Lord as a living sacrifice. So as we continue this Christmas season and commemorate God's greatest gift, His Son, Jesus, the Messiah, let's echo the words of that little girl. "Look at me, Father. I'm a present."
In the space of the beginning was the living Word of light. When this Word was clearly spoken, all that came to be was right. All creation had a language, words to say what must be said. All day long the heavens whispered, signing words in scarlet red. Some have failed to understand it, so God spoke His final word on a silent hills. A baby's cry was heard.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas from Sunday Worship.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now we
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Christine Knuckles here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. Remember the actress Helen Hayes? Yeah, she passed away a few years ago, but she once told a story about cooking her first Thanksgiving turkey. Well, she explained that she wasn't a very good cook, but after several years of marriage, she decided to try preparing a turkey on her own. She sat her husband and son down before the meal and said, "This may not come out exactly the way you want it to. If it's not a good turkey, don't say a thing. Without any comment, just stand up from the table and we'll go to the nearest restaurant and eat." And a few moments later, Helen walked into the dining room with the turkey. Her husband and son were already standing with their coats and hats on. Isn't that funny? You know, Fred, our expectations definitely control our conduct. You know, in Matthew chapter 2, we see the story of the wise men following the star. And based on that scripture, the question I have for you is this, friend. What happens when you've been following a star and it leads you to a stable? What happens when all of a sudden, after thinking that some grand and glorious thing would be at the other end, you end up in the backyard of a barn? And so it is with life, right? But you know what, friends? Strong Christians see God in both the good and the bad. The mature believer sees God not only in the pleasures and palaces, but also in the barnyards and stables of life. When wise men find a stable, they look for God.
Go to see my son, this manger for you. You have a long road before you. Rest your little head. Can you feel the weight of your glory? Do you understand the price? Or does the Father guard your heart for now, so you can't sleep tonight? Go to sleep, my son. Go and chase your dreams. This world can't wait for one more. Just this moment, simply be my child.
Merry Christmas from Sunday Worship. You know, when you listen really close to some of these Christmas songs, I don't know about you, but you can hear the gospel in some of these songs. I love it. Hey, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you. And growing up, we used to always celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, the 24th, with our family and friends and kind of do our gift exchange there so that Christmas morning we just have it waking up with our families and just really fellowship towards then and have the rest of the day off. And whatever you're doing this Christmas, I pray that it's a blessed one for you. You know, in December of 1903, after many attempts, the Wright brothers were successful in getting their flying machine, so to speak, off the ground. Thrilled, they telegraphed this message to their sister Catherine. They said, "We have actually flown 120 feet! We'll be home for Christmas, period." So Catherine hurried to the editor of the local newspaper and showed him the message. And the editor glanced at it and said, "Oh, how nice. The boys will be home for Christmas." He totally missed the big news. I mean, this was the first any human had flown. Fred, let me ask you a question. How often do we miss the big picture of what God is doing? I mean, we're so busy running around with the daily grind, even during the Christmas season, that sometimes, even in our own ministries, that we forget the amazing plan that we're part of. So I encourage you today on this Sunday, let's take a break for just a moment. Rejoice in the fact that God has an awesome plan in which He has called us to participate. And let's ask Him for wisdom concerning what He would want us to do for Him today.
As little children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find. But we never realized a baby born one blessed night gave us the greatest gift of our lives. We were the reason that He gave His life. We were the reason that He suffered and died. To a world that was lost, He gave all.
That's right. We are lifting up the Christ of Christmas. Yeah, Christmas 1 week away from today. Wow, time just really does fly, friend. I hope you are blessed here today, here on this Sunday, the 18th of December. And just want to quickly remind you here at Great News Radio, we are a listener-supported ministry, which means we depend on God's grace, but also friends like you who financially contribute to the efforts here at Great News Radio. Your gift, by the way, is 100% tax deductible. Consider making your gift online at greatnewsradio.org and click the donate button there on the right hand side, or you can mail in your gift of support. Our address is Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843. Well, don't forget Mark and Jason in the studio tomorrow to get you through your Monday for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.